Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules to the Dream Factory are simple. They're also simple. What's interesting really is there isn't really any rules, and this is a meaningless paragraph that stresses me out every episode we record because I have to think of a different thing to say. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it will be placed in a wicker basket and left outside a local fire station. I'm Joel, a man who puts the coin in Gascoigne, and across from me is John Harris, who has been unsuccessful so far in his aggressive letter-writing campaign to Secret Cinema, demanding an immersive retelling of 13 Going on 30.
Yeah. It wouldn't be that hard to make.
Have you seen 13 Going on 30?
No.
It's got Mark Ruffalo and Jennifer Garner in it.
Okay.
And she fancies him at the age of 13, but she's socially awkward. And they go into a cupboard at a party. You know, there's that American game that is in a lot of high school things.
Isn't it called 7 Minutes of Heaven?
Yeah. Like, you go in there and...
No more than three with me.
Well, then 4 minutes of just awkward chat.
Yeah.
Well,
A debrief.
Full debrief that lasts longer than the pre-brief.
Yeah.
You go in there, you're in a cupboard, it's dark, you get up to whatever you want to get up to in there.
Yeah.
They go into the cupboard to do that and it's all very awkward and things. And then there's some sort of magic happens.
Oh,
and
magic.
They're 30 years old.
And that's the plot?
That's the beginning of the plot. And then it's, you know, hilarious. She's a 13-year-old in a 30-year-old's body comedy. There's a bit where they do the thriller dance. I remember it being quite good.
I'm just Googling it, and I've just found out that one of the lead cast is Andy Serkis. Do you remember it?
Does he play the cupboard?
I assume he's playing mostly furniture.
Yeah, probably just
He furniture. Probably played, what, the cupboard that they did 7 Minutes of Heaven?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's not weird.
If you want to do 7 Minutes of Heaven, you do it inside Andy Serkis. I've always said that. Right, film pictures.
What about this one from Tom the Pervert?
It's good. He's going by that now. He's got business cards with it. He's got one of those little things on his desk, you know, with the name on, that you never see in the real world. Have you ever seen that?
Well, a business card?
No. You know, like, in a movie, you'll go into someone's office and they'll have a little plaque with their name on. Never seen that in the real world. Maybe I don't work in the right industry.
Yeah, and there's lots of hot desking going on nowadays, isn't there?
But you could have a hot plate, a hot name
tag.
You take it around with you and put it on your hot desk.
That's a good idea.
That is quite a good idea, isn't it?
Let's get these made, John.
You should have something you could fold up your whole desk onto.
Yeah.
Containing all your little personal items. And you can lay it out on a new desk so you feel at home.
I like that, mate. But it's mostly going to be like a pop-up book. So everything, it'll look great, but it won't have much integrity.
Yeah.
You put any pressure on it.
Nothing wrong with looking great and having no integrity.
The Bourne of the Dead.
Right, okay, yep. So Jason Bourne.
Yeah. I mean, they did the Jeremy Renner one that no one saw, and then they did another Jason Bourne one that some people saw but weren't that keen on.
I didn't see the Renner one. And I liked the first three or four. How many were there?
There was three.
Yeah. Identity. Supremacy. Ultimatum?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Because I only know the word ultimatum from football, and more specifically, Football Manager.
Yeah.
It means to hand in, like, to give an ultimatum means...
Yeah.
Meet these demands or
you're out.
Are out. And so, like, you have a football manager would say, give me more transfer money or I'm out. And so that's how I learnt what ultimatum was.
And then isn't there, like, Legacy's probably the one with Renner, and then I think they just went Born for the last
one. Was it
one.
Just called Born?
I think so.
They've run out of complicated words that don't mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. I'm sure I could get a thesaurus.
What was his
out.
Ultimatum? What was the ultimatum? Because they've been trying to catch him for two films. Did he have demands? Do you want to be a new person? But he'd already done that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, his maybe it was the people trying to catch him gave him an ultimatum.
Yeah.
We're like, we're going easy on you.
Yeah. The last two films, we haven't pulled out the big dogs yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't turn yourself in, whoa.
Just you. Oh, we've got something big planned for you, Jason, actually. So you probably want to hand yourself in before things get pretty serious.
I love the idea of, like, the CIA bluffing.
Yeah. Well, I imagine there's quite a lot that goes on.
Yeah. So now, is it the CIA in an attempt to catch Jason Bourne? Finally, they're breeding zombies.
They've bred zombies. Yeah. And they think these will be easy to control. What could possibly go wrong? They're trained zombies.
Yeah.
And then when they let them out into the world, they run riot.
It's a bit like a Jurassic Worldy thing where they keep thinking they can control dinosaurs.
Jurassic World, but for zombies.
Oh, what?
Maybe I've just zombie thought dinosaurs. I thought of 5% of a film that we'll get around to in a minute.
Okay. And so, yeah, they're sending out all these zombies. Mm-hmm. Interesting. In this world, because they're not turning humans into zombies, they're cloning one human over and over again to make this zombie.
Yeah.
And it's Serkis.
It's Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
I was going to say it was Clive Owen. Do you remember he's one of the assassins in the in the film? He's the assassin in the wheat.
Yeah, apologies. So it looks like Clive Owen, but they couldn't get Clive Owen, so it's Andy.
He's, what, very busy?
Yeah, so it's Andy Serkis and mocap.
It's Clive Owen.
Andy Serkis is definitely more busy. I don't think anyone, to be fair to Clive Owen, I don't think anyone in the world is as busy as Andy Serkis. There's no disrespect to Clive Owen.
Andy Serkis is more busy than Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah.
Which is incredible, really.
He's the most busy circus.
He's the busiest circus. More so than Zippo's.
Cirque du Soleil. Nothing on Andy.
No way.
Imagine Andy's circus. I mean, that is an idea for a future week.
Yeah, well, yeah, unbelievable we haven't got around to that yet, where he just methods everything or mocaps everything at a circus. Clive Owen.
Yeah.
He had a moment, didn't he? He was a big guy in the mid-2000s, is that fair to say?
Yeah, he kind of, because in that Bourne film, he's a really small bit part.
Yeah.
And then, like, within a year, like, he was the leading guy.
He was Clive Owen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but to be fair, maybe he's just doing cooler stuff, like, and he's not doing big blockbusters, and actually he's getting more personal fulfillment out of
it. I hope so.
Yeah, so
I really hope so. Not enough Clives in the movie industry.
Not enough Clives, full stop, I would argue.
Not enough Clives. That must be a name that's dying out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Call your firstborn Clive?
Yeah. If you're called Clive and you're listening, please let us know.
Please let us know, because we'll get around to this in a minute, but seemingly only one name of person listens to this show.
Yeah. So what was your dinosaur zombie idea, John?
So I had a thought, right? What about a theme park? I mean, I'm really flying by the seat of my pants here.
Okay.
Where they work out how to reanimate your long-lost loved ones.
Yeah.
And you can go and visit them.
Why is it in a theme park? If you can reanimate a long-lost loved one,
yeah,
why
they
have
to keep
that?
Them in one place because they can't go... Because the thing they use to reanimate them is on an island.
Oh, they're literally plugged in.
They're sort of plugged in. They can't go further than, like, however many miles away from this thing. And so you go and visit them there. It's like visiting someone in a hospital. But they're reanimated and they're alive and they live there.
And are you... is this a film idea or is this just a general suggestion? Because if it's a film idea, we need to work out what's going wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like the people who were making all the money out of this... turn out to be fundamentally evil because they want to make more money, which is kind of the standard plot of anything like this.
So that, what do they get them to do to make more money? They start dancing. I think they're not really people, and that's the plot.
It's Andy Serkis. It's mo-capping.
Look,
as your loved ones.
There wasn't as much there weren't as many legs in the idea as I thought there were, but there was about half a leg.
I was thinking something about to make things cheaper, they use a different power source, and the scientists all going, this could turn everyone into evil zombies.
Oh, okay,
and
nice.
Like, oh, we'll give it a go. We'll see what happens. And obviously, they all turn into evil zombies.
That's good.
And Jason Bourne is sent in to kill them all.
Very clever.
All your loved ones.
Okay.
Lovely stuff.
I like it. Would you like a film idea?
Yeah.
So, listen to the show called Tom.
Yeah.
Been in touch. This is the third Tom fan.
Third Tom on the books.
Yeah. We've got... I don't know what the collective noun is for Toms.
I don't know, but...
A murder of Toms. We've got a murder of Toms that listen to this show. And they're super engaged. And I think if you listen to this show and you're not called Tom, get involved. Because...
If you're listening to this
show...
We're reaching saturation point. Yeah, or alternative... We either go one way or the other with this. I'm trying to keep up the admin with who's listening. And we've got three Toms on the book. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we have any other name that appears more than once on the books at the minute.
Yeah.
So either we go down one route where we... encourage everyone who's not called Tom to get involved, or
exclusively Tom's new name of the show. It's just us reading correspondence from people called Tom.
Yeah,
that's a niche, but there are probably enough people called Tom in the world to make that profitable.
Yeah, but the only thing is I'm worried that there will be some sort of uprising.
They'd be annoyed that neither you or I are called Tom, and we can't really fairly represent the thoughts and opinions of people
of all
Tom.
The Toms. Yeah. Because they do all share the same thoughts and opinions.
Of course they do.
Anyway, what does our third Thomas say?
He's given me the secret life of pie. Now, it's not seemingly a pun straight away.
Pets.
Yeah.
Pie. Okay.
But the plot idea doesn't really relate to the secret life of pets.
Oh,
in any
on.
Way, shape or form. There's zero mention of a pet.
Is there any mention of the edible product pie?
No.
Oh.
So I don't really... It's confusing number of angles this is coming at. It's kind of like looking at this through a kaleidoscope almost.
I'm starting to regret the exclusively Tom idea.
Yeah, you think they've run out of ideas? After surviving a shipwreck, Pai Patel gets a job at Life magazine as a photojournalist.
So Life... Which one's Life magazine?
I think it's like Time.
Okay.
It's one of the big one-word magazines.
I thought we were...
Vogue. Time.
I thought we were into, like, what's it called?
Okay.
National
Hello.
Geographic Territory.
Oh, mate, not knowing anything about it, I'll say imagine a mix between Time and National
Life.
Geographic.
Yeah, great life.
You got life. Oh, life.
Secret life of Pi.
Yeah.
What's secret about it?
That's a good question.
Pi hasn't revealed that he survived the crash.
Yeah, because that's the ultimate story.
Yeah.
But he's embarrassed because he didn't take any photos of it.
Okay.
And so he stages some photos of his boat crash with the tiger.
Yeah.
And gets found out.
Ah.
And exiled to a land where there's reanimated zombies.
But he did do it. He did. The whole story's true. He just forgot to take photos.
No one believes it. He forgot to take photos.
Yeah. I was thinking, because there's also another secret.
Pixel didn't happen, mate.
The boat crashes and he survives and he pretends he doesn't for tax purposes.
Very clever.
Like our good friend, Mr. Canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that story?
Yeah, Jonathan Canoe.
In the innocent days where that was like the biggest news story of the year, was the fact that a man had been living in a cupboard and pretended he had died for tax reasons I think it was a canoe accident. It was a small boat accident.
Yeah, it was a canoe or kayak based.
I think it might have been kayak, you know. But anyway... And it was the biggest scandal of the year. Mm-hmm. The Sun probably reserved about 3 weeks worth of front pages for it.
It was great. It was great. How often is that going on, people faking their own death, do you reckon?
I think it's surprisingly difficult, I think.
Surprisingly?
Yeah.
Why the surprisingly? What about that makes you think?
I just
probably
don't think,
people probably reckon it's really easy to fake their own death.
I think the thing, I think what happens is, this. I'm really just making shit up right now, so please don't quote me.
Want you to riff on how you'd fake your own death and get away with it.
Well, let's do that in a second. The thing that I think happens a lot is probably, once again, I'm talking nonsense here,
because
you don't think people are going to chase out. It's when someone passes away, it's not like the government come along and go, I need to check.
Yeah.
I need to confirm that you are dead.
Right.
But I think
does do that.
Not even like they say the body's gone missing.
Yeah, I guess.
But the thing that I think will happen is the person who's faked their death will want to stay in contact with the family, and then that's where they slip up.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're willing to just, you know, let go of everything that you've ever had in your life,
yeah,
you could probably get away with it. But you kind of want to...
You think you could? How would you live your life?
Okay, right. So I'm faking my own death.
Yeah.
So,
but aren't the family normally in on it? I thought that was the whole thing.
No, that's the first mistake.
But they want the money from the insurance. I thought it was always that
you've got to be pretty horrible to do it, because you've got to be willing to let your entire family. Because I'm not going in any of this fucking insurance. I'm just faking it to just get away from everyone.
Okay.
So I've got to be willing to have my entire family think I've died.
Nice. Okay.
And everyone
that's
I've ever cared
point.
About.
Yep.
And then what do you do?
I've got to find a new co-host.
Yeah.
That's fine. That'd be easy.
I think that'd be the worst part is when I listen to the podcast and from the next week on, you've just got someone else in.
Someone like, called Tom.
Yeah.
Someone called I've just recruited a Tom.
And joining me is Tom. And you don't even mention the fact that I've, in inverted commas, died. How do I do it? Put some clothes by the sea and then run away.
Clothes by the sea? What, then run off naked down the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, you own more than one set of clothes.
Because you can't, the thing is, and this is it. This
clothes
is where,
by the sea.
This is where I think we're getting into difficult territory. You'd want to leave the country, but you can't take your passport.
Yeah.
Because the second they go look for your passport and it's gone, they're just going to try to leave the country. Yeah. So you've got to fake a passport. I mean, this could be an entire episode of me trying to work out how you fake
it. The kayak's actually quite a good idea. How far do you think you could kayak? Could you kayak across the channel?
Oh, what, and push the kayak back? If you push it really hard, it would come back to the English shores.
You take it on it's attached to a bit of elastic.
Okay.
And then it flies back to Dover.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll kayak to France,
mm-hmm.
and I'll leave my passport there. But I have a French identity card. I wonder if people won't remember that. I have a French identity and I could use that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's got my name on it, so I wouldn't be dead. Yeah. Okay, fine. I'm just going to have to start a new life.
In France.
Yeah, and I can't. I can speak French, but I cannot pass off as a French person. I have a strong English accent.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to come up with a backstory. I can't just pretend I'm, you know, Pierre from
Amnesia.
Now. Jason Bourne.
Look at that. It all comes back around. These are intricately planned, these episodes.
Listen. Yeah, scripted, as we said before.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, give me another film idea.
You know what? I'm not going to do the one from the third Tom in the books. I'll save that one for next week. What about this one from friend of the show, Stu? Tinder, Taylor, Soldier, Spy.
Good. I like it. Because the problem with being a spy, it's difficult to find love.
No, if it's James Bond, he's finding, in inverted commas, love bloody day.
He's not finding love. This is my point.
Yeah.
He sails from port to port, meeting women, tricking women into giving him secrets.
Mm.
Women tricking him into giving up secrets.
The women that have secrets are always women he's very willing to sleep with.
Yeah. That's because the villains are foolish. And they only give their secrets away to very attractive young women that are easily misled.
Yeah.
Or maybe James Bond is just the most charming man in the world. And maybe you don't see the bit where he sleeps with old crones.
Let's move on. I regret ever saying any of that.
I would watch that.
Yeah. So
if Octopussy meant an 80-year-old woman.
Well, I mean, ultimately, if he's as committed to his job as he is,
he'll sleep with anyone or anything.
And to be fair,
why don't men ever have secrets?
I think the only reason we see it with, like, young, glamorous women is because, you know, these are films. But if James Bond is as much of a character committed to his job as he is, I think that he's sleeping with everyone.
What percentage number of his job do you think is shagging to get secrets? 80?
It's a high percentage, isn't it? It's like shagging to get secrets and then a car chase.
Yeah.
That's a Bond film, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. So you reckon that even off camera he's doing loads of it?
Yeah, like, well, famously in Skyfall,
mm-hmm.
Javier Bardem is like, have you ever felt the touch of a man or something? And he's like, don't imagine this is the first time, mate. He doesn't say mate.
Yeah. Gov.
What, mate?
Yeah.
You think I haven't been with a man before?
Yeah.
So I think, yeah.
He'll do anything for a secret. James Bond would do anything for a secret.
I actually think I think what we actually find about James Bond is technically he's asexual, and it's literally he's just doing his job.
Just doing the job.
Yeah.
On the job.
He's just doing his
job. On the job.
Sleeping for secrets.
Tinder Taylor, soldier, spy.
Yeah.
What's happening there?
So, we have a spy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Taylor. No, I think espionage via Tinder is an interesting thing. So is his target someone he's got a swipe for?
Yes.
And he swipes. Maybe he's got makeup loads. He's catfishing because he's tried his own. This spy has tried his own profile.
Mm-hmm.
She swiped left.
Oh, so he has to keep creating profiles until he creates one that she likes.
Yes.
So that he can get some secrets.
Exactly.
Nice. So the film is him creating lots of different Tinder profiles.
Yeah, looking at clues from her Tinder profile.
How far he gets, like, looking her up online.
Yeah. By the end of it, like, every woman in the world is swiping right on him, but this lady that
she's holding out
the secrets. And then he swipes.
Mm-hmm.
She swipes right. Is that right? Swipes the one that means yes.
Yeah.
And then he says hi.
Mm-hmm.
Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, she's not interested.
No, she doesn't like the way he said hi.
Blocked.
Yeah, and then he has to, hey, blocked. Hello. What's up?
All the while, there's like an M-style character watching over him at his desk while he's failing to do this.
And then eventually he says, oi, oi.
Oh, she loves it. Yeah. Because it works in the street. He goes out into the street and you just see some, you know, a bloke in a white van shout, oi, oi! And the woman
got it.
I cracked it. He runs back to his desk, works through his lunch, and he gets the secrets.
Yeah.
And we wonder how he gets those.
Car chase.
Right, John. It's time to separate the wheat from the chaff. The chaff being the stuff that the listeners send in, us being the wheat.
Yeah.
We're going to pitch our own film ideas. I'm going to go first.
All right.
Martina Navratilova.
Okay.
A young Martina Navratilova. She gets hit on the head by an aggressive serve during training one day, and she wakes up convinced she's a French pastry chef.
Oh, cool.
It happens halfway through the French Open.
Okay.
And she's out on the streets of Paris.
Yeah.
So she's got a big match coming up. I don't know. I'm not very good with tennis eras, but it could be... Is Steffi Graf the same sort of era? I don't know. Let's say so.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing Steffi Graf here in the French Open quarterfinals. But she's nowhere to be seen.
Uh-oh.
Because she's out at a boulangerie. Am I impressing you with some of my French
terms? Yeah, that was a word.
Making some delicious French meals.
Yeah.
And
she's a pastry chef, right?
She's versatile.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like she was on the court, mate.
Yeah, so she specialises in pastry. But...
Specialises in pastry, yeah, but she does also make a mean ratatouille, because that's the name of the film.
Hopefully.
And they have to find her before the big game and retrain her to learn tennis using baguettes and things she only understands now.
That's what I was going to say. Is there some sort of... They reach a compromise where she's playing...
She has like a pan. She plays with a pan. Yeah.
Right.
But as soon as she steps out on the court, the old gears and cogs start wearing. And she does it in a big, tall chef's hat because it's white still, so it looks good. Still,
it's only Wimbledon where you have to.
No, yeah, but I don't know if that was the case back in the day.
Oh, fine.
So she's in chef whites and a pan.
Yeah,
and that's how it plays out.
And so there's no kind of rat controlling her brain via pulling hair.
No, absolutely.
I've never really thought how that works.
No.
In Ratatouille, if a tiny creature was pulling left and right on my hair, that wouldn't mean I know how to cook.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't help me in any way.
I'd be a bad cook who's annoyed.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, I like it. I'm a big fan. Is the person from the opposing team some way...
Responsible.
Responsible, yeah.
Excellent, yeah.
I just feel like there needs to be an extra element of villainy.
I like that.
But it's not her. The
coach.
It's the coach.
It's always the coach.
He's a wrong one. She is just a well-meaning tennis player.
Yeah.
And at the end, she wins the match.
Mm-hmm.
She makes everyone lunch.
Oh, that's great. That is good.
And gets a Michelin star. And she calls her restaurant.
Yeah, she opens. She has to open up a tennis-themed restaurant.
40 Love.
40
There's love. 40 seats in the restaurant.
That's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, what about this one from me? Super Manatee.
Right, okay.
Could be Spider Manatee. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it could be Iron Manatee.
Iron Manatee. Yeah, most
the possibilities are endless. Yeah.
As Manatee.
Wonder Woman tea.
We could have, exactly. We could have our own entire Justice League / Avengers of manatees.
Of just all manatees and capes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is it just an underwater-based manatee affair?
Yeah, Aquamanatee.
Aquamanatee, well, ideal. He's the leader. He's the most successful of all these manatee superheroes. Okay, good. Who's the bad guy in this?
Oh, I don't know.
It has to be some sort of other fish-based...
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Octopus.
Yeah, Dr. Yeah. Oct could be one, and it is actual... So rather than a doctor who got the extra limbs...
It's an octopus with a stethoscope.
Is it exactly, it's an octopus that got a full PhD.
Yeah, it is an MD.
So, yeah.
Okay, good.
That.
Yeah.
Spider Manatee, he's the smallest, youngest of the manatees, and he shoots out underwater webs.
Good.
Super Manatee has all the powers.
Yeah. And what sort of powers?
Thus renders all the rest of the team slightly.
What sort of powers does a Super Manatee possess?
Laser eyes.
Laser eyes, yeah.
He can still fly in the air. If ever he needs to be airborne. Same with Wonder Woman.
Big Manatee.
Wonder Woman Manatee.
It's harder
Wonder
to say
Wonder Woman Manatee, yeah. Wonder Woman Manatee can as well. Also, all of them, obviously, have the ability to trick sailors into thinking that they're mermaids.
They're mermaids, yeah. So, the manatee is sexy.
And they fight, Dr. Octopus. Why would you need to... The thing is, with the big superhero team-up films, it's always really convoluted, the reason why they've all had to get together. It's like, oh, the guy they're going to fight. Because you have all these solo movies where at some point in admin, the superhero has decided, I'm strong enough. I don't need to get the band together.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So the big team-up ones, I mean, they even in Ant-Man, they do make jokes out of it where he'll be like, why don't we call the Avengers? Yeah. Which is good because it does make... Every time you watch a film that isn't an Avengers film, you do think, why don't you just bring Hulk?
Yeah.
Why don't you just get Hulk to fight this guy?
But aren't they just all off on their other adventures? That's the thing.
So you answer phone.
They're not generally
together.
Spider
Manatee is calling Super Manatee.
They've got phones.
Straight to answer phone.
Surely they're little shells.
They've got like...
Shell phones.
Shell phones attached to like Bluetooth earpieces.
Nice, okay.
They can talk, by the way.
Yeah, good. Otherwise it'd be a weird experience.
Right, who else have I missed? Iron Manatee. I really want to know the backstory of Iron Manatee.
Yeah, he's essentially an anchor. With a little hat on.
Yeah. Dr. Octopus is a really good villain, actually.
Thanks, mate.
Because octopi can, like, fit into spaces smaller than their own head, which is just terrifying. And some of them can just, like, camouflage at the drop of a hat. So he would be an excellent villain
if you
fight.
Honestly,
against.
You stand next to the sea and hold your hat out at arm's length and let go of it, and any octopus in the sea will have camouflaged before that hat hits the ground.
I was so confused as to what was happening. I thought you were about to drop the hat on an octopus and it would camouflage itself as the hat.
No, it would just look great. At the drop of a hat, mate.
Dr. Octopus.
What can you do at the drop of a hat?
Dr. Octopus. Breathe. Dr. Octopus wears a hat.
Wears a stylish hat.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And that is Super Manatee.
I think it's good, mate.
Thanks, mate.
I think it's good. I thought we both brought pretty good ones to the table
Cheers.
This week. Well, if you had to pick a winner, and you do have to, what would you go for?
What was... Not Tom's. Not Tom's. What are we going to call our third Tom? Third Tom?
Yeah, third
Bronze
Tom.
Bronze Tom.
Bronze Tom.
That's so mean.
So I think he'd probably take it.
Sorry, Bronze Tom.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at least he's not the fourth Tom.
That's true. Wait for the fourth Tom to get in touch. Whoa. So thank you to Tom the Pervert, Muscles Tom and Bronze Tom. I liked the mole. I didn't really like any of them more than any other. What was your one?
Martina Navratilova.
At university, we used to do tennis rallies with a frying pan.
So on a tennis court?
No, just in a garden.
Okay.
So that reminds me of the good old days.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm glad to have brought a little glint to your otherwise dead eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we know it's the end of the show, John, because there's a rat-tat-tat at the studio door. Walking in through the door, it's Jason Bourne. He's here to deliver us an ultimatum because we've actually gone 5 minutes over the allotted booking time.
John, have you heard about this film, Gotti? Have you heard about this?
No.
John Travolta?
No.
Ah, oh, it's great. You know fake news?
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
fake news, Donald mm-hmm. Trump, all that jazz.
Big time.
People basically claiming anyone who disagrees with them is
fake
wrong.
News peddlers, yeah.
Gutty have decided to use that marketing strategy mm-hmm. to promote their film.
Clever.
Basically going, critics hated it. The public loved it. Who do you believe? And then it's like, do you believe people who love cinema or trolls on the internet? Well, critics don't love cinema and are
trolls. Yeah, they are.
Critics are trolls on the internet. I didn't know that. So, yeah.
What's it about?
Oh, just John Travolta living his life, mate.
That's what it's about.
John Travolta's had a really weird career.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like he's tied up with some sort of nefarious organisation that's led to the demise of his career.
Yeah, but the
stuff- it's almost like he's a weird guy off screen, doesn't get to be in big films anymore because of weird organisations he's in.
How's that stretch, mate?
It's almost like... It all kind of makes sense if you think about it for 10 seconds that maybe people don't want to cast John Travolta in their good films anymore.
And also one time he said, Adele Nazim.
He did say Adele Nazim.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a YouTube conspiracy theory video that's like, why isn't John Travolta in big films anymore? And it's just all links back to
And you find out that Idina Menzel was actually the most powerful woman in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I look forward to not watching it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.